interested in is what the qualities you're looking for in our next president.
Well, what I'm looking for in the next president and for our country is to go back to the basic work ethic. When I was a little girl growing up in New Jersey, if someone lost a job, they went on relief, and there was like a stigma about being on relief, and they couldn't wait, you know, to get off relief and have a job. But now, with the New Deal came in with Roosevelt, and then we had Lyndon Johnson with his, Roosevelt had the New Deal, and Lyndon Johnson, what did he call his Great Society. What we've turned into now, instead of people being on relief, they're on welfare, and it's become a form of life. They just continue to stay. We have second and third generation welfare people, and there's no stigma. It's okay. They're not, you know, the work ethic is gone, and I think that's why those people do not want to work, and that's why we've had the influx of Mexicans. They will come in and they will work, where our people that are on welfare just sit with their hand out.
So you were part of the delegation,
right,
that went to the Republican convention this year, and you had the opportunity to be a part of the theme, which was
Country First.
And so what were the things that resonated for you the most at the convention?
Being with that many people that were like-minded, where you went and, you know, getting together at night just over a drink or sitting around having a cup of coffee, all the people from all over the United States to sit and talk to and listen to what's going on in their state, and they want to know. Arkansas, I think they think we're a little backwards here, but we're not. We're trying to keep up. And just being a part of history, the first Republican woman vice president, she's easy to support because she's so good.
And it was a pretty exciting time when all that was happening, yeah. You got that sense even in the coverage.
The crowd was very excited. And we didn't see, you know, there was a lot of talk about violence and demonstrations. We never did see anything like that. Everything was easy. They picked us up. They brought us back. The governor of Arkansas has a band called Capital Offense, and he picks the bass guitar. So the Arkansas delegation and all the people from the states that helped Mike Huckabee in his campaign for the presidency were invited to this party, and it was in a dive. I mean, a real dive. Everything was silver and black, real contemporary. And there he was with his band, picking and singing and all just caring. It was a great thing to be with people like that. And I will say he's a Baptist minister, but they had an open bar, and they just didn't have any old kind of scotch. They had Glenlivet scotch. They had Blue Goose vodka. Whatever the best was, that's what they had. And my friend doesn't like that kind of music. It's kind of roll over Beethoven and, you know, that sort. So I said, okay, Bobby, we'll go home. So this was about midnight. Well, don't you know that we missed our bus and we had to stay there till 2:30?
Oh, you poor thing.
Poor thing. I had the best time. Poor Bobby. But anyway, it was fun to be serious and then to be able to let your hair down and just have a good time at night. We didn't get to bed before 2:30 any night.
What in the platform of the Republican Party is key for you and your decision to be supported?
Well, I don't believe in abortion. I believe that's murder. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that it's good at all to use abortion as a contraceptive. I think that's terrible. I believe in the right to own arms. I believe in smaller government and more to the responsibility of the individual, that I don't expect the government to do everything for me. And so I think that's the big difference between Democrats and Republicans, is we believe in small government, more people related responsibilities, and the Democrats are the other way. They want big government to take care of everything. Like Hillary said, you've got to live in a village.
What is it that you want to see changed in the direction that we're going right now that you feel needs changing?
I don't think we need to keep going in the direction we're going. We're going to end up in socialism. So I don't want that.
So it's more about what the new administration might bring in versus what has been happening up till now.
Yeah, and Obama, I mean, he's so far to the left that, you know, that's what he's promised everybody. He's promised everybody a piece of the cake. He's going to spread the wealth. And I don't believe in that. I believe that you need to keep what you work for and not have it taken away from you and given to those people that will not work. Ralph, you need to come help me.
No, you're doing beautifully.
Well, you're talking about redistribution of the wealth.
Yeah. Well, you know, can he be in there?
Absolutely. Okay. No, we're going to have Dixie's
that's
husband.
That's already in effect, what they're talking about, taking from one section of the population, giving it to the other. Are you aware of how they do that?
So there's progressive taxation, and which has always been kind of the...
Take, for instance, at the rice mill. We've got a white lady there, just a common worker. She does not want a raise, because if she had a raise, she'd have to pay taxes, and they give her a $5,000 check, tax credit, and she doesn't pay any taxes. And that's all over the damn country. They're all getting it. Absolutely. It was part of the economy. It would put money out there, but it's wrong. Now take from me and give there.
But now see what
redistribution is.
But what
is
that's
word to me.
And that's created, and I won't say the parties, the Democrats or the Republicans, but it's created a rift in the American people, where the people hate people that are achievers.
It's a big, broad picture. It covers lots of territories, and some things are good, but that's the big picture is wrong. It's just,
but there shouldn't be that hatred.
Well, I want to extend my thanks, because my time with you both last night and today have been just delightful, and I've seen a different part of being here in West Memphis, Arkansas, and it's been delightful, so thank you.
Really, you need to come back when I can take you around Arkansas. It's amazing the things that we have here. The Folk Center you would absolutely love.
It's a beautiful state.
It is.
And I loved your stories about it. I think that you're probably one of the best representatives that Arkansas can have.
No, there's a lot of people like me that live in Arkansas, really. You'd be surprised.
And you do some good cooking around here.
I do. Now, if I eat it, it's good. So, will you want a brownie, or do you want to... I made these for you.
You did not. You made those for me?
Uh-huh. I'm going to sort of pack them in something that you might be able to... Would you take them with you?
That would be too much. Oh, you are such a doll. I can't thank you enough. You made my whole... This has made my whole trip, and it's...
Well, I'm so glad, you know. I'm glad that you came to Arkansas, and you know, I think you kind of get a feel of a lot of the folks that live here.
It's been a wonderful time.
Yeah. So, and you know, my kids work just as hard as we do, or we did, every one of them.
You've instilled some great values.
Yeah, and grandchildren too. And I hope the great-grand works.
Well, I think you've planted a seed that you can pretty much count on for a while.
He's out. I don't see it.